This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Pott, glad to be joined now by Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol following a tough one tonight in Kansas City where the Redbirds fall 8-3. And Ollie, appreciate you doing this tonight. I know it's going to be good to get a full day off. First of all, day off period for your guys and for you that have been grinding for the last 2 weeks plus.
Yeah, it's part of it, man. Every team has that stretch where it's a long one with no off days, and we've had to play some doubleheaders in there as well, and the guys have responded well, man. But I'll tell you that that off day tomorrow is looking good. Our bullpen could use it. Our position players could use it. It's coming at a good time.
A couple things about tonight's game in Kansas City. You get Andre Pallante, who, you know, obviously best case is as long as you can get him. He gets up to 100-plus pitches, but he pitched really well. He was effective tonight.
He really was, man. And what was impressive is tonight got a little sloppy defensively in a couple different areas, and it's we don't do that very often. I feel like our group has played really good defense, and today it was a little bit different, and I felt like Pallante was able to pitch through some of that and stay in the moment and not let him affect kind of his focus and overall determination and what he was trying to do, which was good to see and a great step for him. But some of the defense stuff popped up again late, and it was it cost us. And we had some opportunities offensively as well, and just didn't cash in, man. That double play, that was an odd one. And Goldie's a good base runner. It was tough for him to read if it bounced or if he caught it in the air. You got to kind of stay put and see what the call is, and by that time it's too late. But, yeah, some odd things tonight, and unfortunately it led to a loss.
You mentioned the bullpen already, and obviously you were down to what you had and what was available. Ryan Fernandez just wasn't effective tonight, and I heard you on the postgame show just talking about, you know, as a reliever, that's going to happen some nights.
It is. He's been really good for us, man. He really has. You are aware of the fact that he's thrown a decent amount of innings and where we're at in the season and what his workload has looked like. But it's part of being a reliever, man. We've seen it with other guys where they have a stretch that doesn't look so great. JoJo went through that for a little bit. He's looked better as of late. But everybody's going to go through a little bit of a part of the year. Hopefully it's not longer than needed, but where things don't go their way. And part of being a professional and being in the big leagues is making an adjustment and getting back on track.
Joe Pott with the Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol as we talk here for sports on a Sunday morning. And as we look at it, the off day Sunday, you've got an important series against Cincinnati, an off day Thursday. Yeah. You'll get another off day on the following Monday, but then you're going to get into another 2 week plus stretch, which has two series against Milwaukee. You've got to go to New York to face the Yankees. You've got four with San Diego, who obviously you're fighting with for that wild card spot. So a few off days dispersed here, but you're going to get right back into the thick of things.
No doubt. And this will be an important stretch, and we'll know exactly where we're at by the end of it. We're playing some good teams. We're going to have to play Milwaukee. We're going to have to play San Diego, who's been playing really good baseball. You got to go to New York. I mean, there's a decent stretch there where we have to turn it on and play some really good baseball, and I'm looking forward to it.
And I mean, I'll be honest. I think that probably Milwaukee and San Diego are saying the same things, right? Like, we got to go face the Cardinals, and this is a team that is playing for its postseason life, and nobody wants to be playing a team that is, you know, that's playing with that kind of motivation, and you guys have put yourselves in that position.
Our guys man, Milwaukee's having a good year. That's just the reality of it. So when you look at our division, I mean, we're looking forward to that matchup. Our guys have fought hard to get back to a point where we're going to give ourselves a shot. And when I say our clubhouse is 100% committed and convicted in what we're looking to do, I mean, I can't ask much more from this group. There's going to be days that look like today, but they're far in between. I mean, we have not played that style of baseball. So moving forward, man, I'm really optimistic about what our group can do.
When you look at some of the guys in that clubhouse and you look at kind of the fire that Tommy Pham has brought, but also probably coming back to St. Louis has helped reignite that. When you look at what Victor Scott II looks like, who looks like a much improved, a more polished professional hitter than he did early April, you're talking about a lot of guys that are pulling in the same direction, motivated for that.
They really are, and they care about one another. And to your point, they are pulling in the same direction, man. Victor looks different. He looks better, more athletic in the box. His contact looks better, and he's going to play good center field, and we're going to run him out there quite a bit. Mason continues to just give you just an incredible game on both sides of the baseball, man. Just I love his at-bat. I love his defense right now. It was really good to see Gorman get a couple knocks, man. I know it's been some ups and downs with him this year, and just his ability to make contact. Our hope is that he makes more of it. He's working hard at it. So today was a good day, and hopefully we can build off that. But you talk about the fire that if you were in this clubhouse and you can listen to the Goldies and Nottos and Carves and Lance and Sonny, all those guys, and they're going to take their best shot. And we're looking forward to the next several weeks of baseball.
And you've told us all season long that it was just going to be a matter of time before Nolan Arenado started hitting, before Paul Goldschmidt started hitting. And I was just looking, you look at just the last 2 weeks, and Arenado's a .304 average, but a .772 OPS, 9 RBIs, 4 home runs in that time. He's got a home run and 15 RBIs. Goldschmidt's up to an .889 OPS over his last 15 games with 4-9. They are starting to be what we expected them to be.
Yeah, and that's the hard part about this league and this game, man. It's hard to repeat every year. These guys are highly frustrated with the way their seasons have gone, but they're not going to give in. And I trust them a lot because of who they are and their character and the amount of time and effort that they put into their game. And it's a matter of time before they get out of it. And we're seeing a pretty good stretch out of both of them right now. We need it. I mean, at the end of the day, in order for us to get to where we need to get to, those guys need to go and do what they're doing right now. And the other guys need to also play their game. So solid off day tomorrow and then get right back on it and see what we got.
We're chatting with Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. Just a few more minutes with Ollie. And when you look at this Cincinnati series, and I said this on the postgame show earlier tonight, I realized that the Reds are at the bottom of the division. But it feels like when the Cardinals and Reds get together, and it's been this way for the last 18 to 20 years, it's going to be a dogfight for 3 nights in Cincinnati.
Or the St. Louis Cardinals. Anytime we go into any city, you're going to get that team's best shot. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. They know it, we know it, everybody in the league knows it, but when we come into town, it's different, and guys want to take their best shot, and they're not going to take a night off and just roll over. So, we look forward to that. We know who we are, we know what it comes with, and since he plays us well, it's no different than when we go play the Pirates, man. Those guys take their best shot, and it's always close games, and it comes down to the ninth, but we've played a lot of those games this year. We're up for the challenge.
When you get off, you get done with the game like tonight in Kansas City, or you get finished with a series, you're traveling. Are you looking at the other teams? Are you? I know everyone says, "Hey, we're not watching the scoreboard." Are you watching the scoreboard?
I don't mind watching the other games, and just I mean, it's almost you're preparing for them as well.
Yeah, so sure.
I like watching the San Diego games. I like watching who we're about to play, obviously, but some of the other teams down the road that we're going to see here in a few weeks. So you're constantly watching the game for different reasons, and you're kind of keeping notes on everything that you're watching. And this time of the year, man, we know where we're at in the standings. It's going to be a dogfight.
So how about this? When you are watching those games, from like my perspective, do you have a couple of favorite broadcast crews you like to listen to that you think do a good job? Outside, of course, of Chip Carey and Brad Thompson.
I watch it on mute.
Okay. There's probably a lot of people that that watch it on mute. No, there's none of the guys, no other crews that you like to check in on or listen to or enjoy?
Quite honestly, no. Like, I tend to have it on the screen, and I'm watching it, but for the most part, not listening to the broadcast.
Just purely scouting.
That's about it, man.
Well, Oliver Marmol, I appreciate you taking some time. Again, as you are traveling and you're moving on to Cincinnati, I hope you enjoy a really nice off day. Get to get off your feet, get your guys off their feet, and have a great series coming up starting Monday.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
You got it. Absolutely. That is the Cardinals manager, Oliver Marmol. I'm Joe Pott for Sports on a Sunday Morning here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.